Maria Bartiromo, John Durham interim report or indictments before election unlikely. By Christina Wong on September 27, 2020. Fox News's Maria Bartiromo reported Sunday morning that she believes that it is unlikely that any interim report or indictments from U.S. Attorney John Durham come before the election on November 3. It is unlikely that we will get a John Durham interim report or any indictments before the election. Now just 37 days away, she said on Sunday morning Futures. A debate has begun within the Department of Justice as the timing of John Durham's criminal investigation conclusions. I'm being told by sources it is now too close to the election and could be viewed as politically motivated, she added. Bartiromo said her view is based on conversations with sources. The news, if true, will be disappointing to many who hoped that Durham would wrap up before the election his probe into the FBI's handling of its investigation into the Trump campaign in 2016 and beyond. Durham has already indicted one FBI lawyer, Kevin Kleinsmith, for falsifying evidence that made it more likely that another surveillance warrant would be obtained for former Trump campaign aide Carter Page. Kleinsmith doctored an email from the CIA that said Page had been a source for the FBI to say that Page had not been a source for the agency. Still, watchers of the Durham investigation are eager for him to uncover more potential corruption at higher levels of the FBI. Durham recently interviewed former CIA Director John Brennan and is said to be examining his role in an intelligence community assessment that said Russia intervened in the 2016 election to help Trump. However, Bartiromo said she can confirm that Durham's investigation is significant and expanding. On Friday, Fox News reported that Durham has taken over aspects of U.S. Attorney John Huber's investigation into the Clinton Foundation while Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State. Barr had previously said he hoped Durham's probe would finish by the end of summer. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on Twitter or on Facebook.